$20 million a year. That's how much the state would award in historic tax credits under the latest bill to revive the program. Some have concerns over how the proposal divides the money statewide and the potential effect on civil rights landmarks. Virginia Martin wrote about the tax credits for the nonprofit news site Birmingham Watch. She tells WBHM's Gigi Duban what's new in this version of the bill.
It sets up the committee that would decide which tax credits to award, for instance.
This is the Historic Tax Credit Evaluating Committee.
Right.
Which didn't exist before.
Did not.
Why do we need this committee now?
Well, previously, it just went to the Alabama Historical Commission, and it was first come, first served. So they wanted to add a little bit of judgment in there in which projects might be most beneficial to the state.
There's also a proposal to divide money evenly throughout the state's congressional
districts. Now that was a change made in the Senate bill. It would divide the $20 million into the seven congressional districts so that, you know, each one probably has its own little committee that makes a decision and can award up to, I think it's $2.85 million in tax credits. If those are not claimed in the first 3 months of the year, I think, then they go back into the pot and can be awarded anywhere in the state.
So they have a certain amount of time to either use it or lose it, and then it goes back into the big pot.
Right. But that is one of the more controversial changes that the Senate made. A lot of the, the House, some of the supporters of the bill say that that basically sets up a system where, say, any piddling project in one part of the state can be done and hold up something like the Positz building.
Right.
On the other hand, if you look at the projects that were awarded in the past, 20 of 51 came from Birmingham. So Birmingham and Mobile have benefited a lot more from the tax credits than anybody else in the state.
Some of the buildings around Birmingham that have benefited from the tax credits are the Thomas Jefferson Hotel and the Florentine Building and the new Positz Building with the food hall and the retail and the residential. And that's the big fear. I think that's the argument that we're hearing from a lot of people, which is if it weren't for these tax credits, a lot of these projects would never have been able to move forward.
That is the fear.
Do you think it's legitimate?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the projects probably needed a boost, particularly to begin with when they could trade off the tax credits to get financing up front. I don't know specifically with Positz whether it would have gone forward. That was such a big project that the $5 million in tax credits is less of it. But things like the Lyric Theater, which it helped fund, from my understanding, that never would have gotten done without the boost from the state.
And some of these changes that the Senate version proposes are not very popular, like this age limit of the buildings.
As written now, it would be 50 years old or older, which follows with a lot of your federal laws and what they grant tax credits for historic development. The Senate changes would make that 75 years.
That would affect buildings that are tied to the civil rights movement.
Well, they're not 75 years old. So if you've got a building that you want to restore, and the reason that you have to argue that it's a historic significance has to do with its role in the civil rights movement, it's not old enough for the tax credit.
That's Virginia Martin of the nonprofit news site Birmingham Watch, talking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. The historic tax credit bill goes before a House committee next week.